That takes us to agenda item four, which is PR 2024-011266, minor plat 2025-00032, which is a request for preliminary final plat, and DHO waiver 2025-00019, which is a request for DHO waiver. These are both submitted by JAG Planning and Zoning as agent for VIWA Joint Venture and Isaacson Trustees Espanoles LLC, who request the aforementioned actions for all or a portion of Lot Tract 1, Iron Properties, which is zoned MXH and located at 100 Iron Street Southeast between Cole and Hazeldine Southeast, and it contains approximately 8.173 acres. Do we have a representative of the applicant team here?
Good morning, Mr. Lucero. It's me, Juanita Garcia, with JAG Planning and Zoning.
Thank you, Ms. Garcia. Would you please state your mailing address for the record?
Yes, the mailing address is P.O. Box 7857, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87194. And I do apologize. I'm not sure why our camera's still not working.
No problem. I'm having the same issue today. If you'd please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Please tell us about this project.
Okay, thank you. So we are here on behalf of the property owners. The property owners are requesting approval to subdivide this parcel and for the purposes of future sale. This is right next to the rail runner, the railroad tracks, and is proposed to be sold to New Mexico, the Council of Governments, and who operate the rail runner, and so the intent is to use the larger parcel for future maintenance and offices for the rail runner. However, the owners are very interested in preserving one of the buildings since it does have historical significance. They're interested in preserving the one of the buildings, that one that's shown there on the cursor. And so that's why the owners are wanting to subdivide the land to and to maintain ownership of that parcel that will contain that building. So so that's the reason for the subdivision request. With this request, we're also asking for waivers, a waiver to the sidewalk requirements along Hazeldine and Commercial Street. There are no sidewalks in that area. That area does abut the railroad parcel, and so there's never been really a need for the sidewalks there. So our letter did address the criteria related to a waiver, which is referencing 666P3A of the IDO, which is the portion of the IDO that addresses waivers. And so we do know that we did receive a comment from transportation indicating that our argument in section one of the criteria was not acceptable because of the drainage language that we used in our response. But we do just want to reiterate that the site is developed for railroad uses and is abutting Commercial Street Southeast, which has utility lines, walls and fences, or fences and landscaping within the area, and that the placement of sidewalks would be would require the owner to relocate the structures and would be a hardship on the owner. We find that this is a local street and there is very little pedestrians who use this area for walking purposes. And so we believe that the waiver will not be materially contrary to the public safety, health, or welfare of the residents who live in that area. And so we believe that the waiver does not cause significant material adverse impacts on the surrounding properties as well. So there is really no sidewalk connections leading to the subject site or leaving the subject site. And so there isn't a sidewalk system along this side of commercial that would create a gap. And so we do not believe that it would cause significant material adverse impacts. And so we also want to emphasize that we did reach out to the neighborhood associations regarding this. They did ask us questions regarding the request. They did go out to the site, and one of the neighborhood associations indicated that they would support the request. They do support the request. I believe it's the South Broadway Neighborhood Association. They are the ones that are immediately impacted by this request. Yes, it's the South Broadway Neighborhood Association. We also got an email from Edo Neighborhood Association. They were also asking about the request as well, and we explained to them the situation and that the larger parcel would be purchased by Mr. Cog, and so they indicated that they would support this request as well. So with that, I stand for any questions.
Thank you. All right. I don't think I had any questions at this time. Thank you for your presentation. And let's just go to the public comment period. And then if there's any, you'll have the chance to respond. So
Thank
for
you.
everyone here in attendance, this is agenda item 4 and the request for both the preliminary and final plat and a DHO sidewalk waiver at 100 Iron between Cole and Hazelding. Please raise your hand if you'd like to speak on that item. Scrolling through the participants, I don't see anyone indicating they'd like to speak. Again, please raise your hand to provide public comment on agenda item 4. Last call for public comment on agenda item 4. Okay, Ms. Garcia, doesn't appear that there's any public comment. So we'll go ahead and proceed to the DFT staff members for their comments, beginning with the Water Authority, Mr. David Gutierrez. Please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
So there's a couple notes I need added. One stating existing water and sewer is there, but may not be adequate. And because easements are needed for this, please add the general easement. No, I will put those in the conditions. If approved, I was hesitant to go forward with this one on my end because during the sketch, I did want some blind spots and just to confirm some things. I think we can move forward, but if there's any issues, we would have to work them out. So I would just speak to the client, Juanita, and see what I don't know if there's encroachments in our easement or what. So, or if we even have an easement and what that line serves, that sewer along the east. So if you can figure that out, grant appropriate easements and tell me what's in the easements. It looks like there might be trees there. Other lines there. I did not see a water line in our records. If there is one, please let me know if it's private. So you're showing a lot of stuff there that I wasn't aware of. Ends the right of way dead ends, but our infrastructure continues into the lot, so we'll need to get that easement granted. So please get all the line spots as requested during the sketch plat so we can figure out what's there. I guess I'll defer to you on if you could work this out with conditions. If not, maybe come back. I don't know. What
Thank
do
you,
you
Mr.
think? What are your
Gutierrez.
thoughts?
Let's hear from Ms. Garcia. What?
Thank you.
Yeah. What do you think, Ms. Garcia? Do you are you prepared to handle the Mr. Gutierrez requests?
Yes, so I did, David. We did. The surveyor did contact 811, and so the surveyor indicated that he marked all the lines that were identified by 811. As you could see on the plat there, it does show a water line, a sanitary sewer line. And so there appears to be, there was a public utility easement that was dedicated back in 2005 for that particular area. In regards to the water line running into the property from iron, we could definitely handle that as a condition and make sure that the surveyor does include that area as an easement. We could talk to the surveyor about that, but as indicated, he did contact 811, and the only things that were showing were along the eastern part. They also showed the lines that were along Hazeldine and Commercial. Are there any issues with those lines, or is it just mostly what's showing on track 1B?
Yeah, it's all on track 1B.
Okay.
I do want to just I meet outside of this meeting to talk about all the stuff. I would like to know what those lines are serving. We don't have a water line in our record, so if there is one, we need to see what it's serving, and maybe we need to do a little bit of research on our end. The sewer line, what does it serve? Do we need it? Is it needed to continue to remain in service? So some questions on my end. I think we can work them out. If there's any encroachments, they might have, I might require them to be removed prior to signing the plat. Is that okay? I saw some trees and stuff. I don't know. I think that's if you're willing to work with me, I can be okay with it moving forward on my end.
Mr. Lucero, we do have the owner of the property here, the representative, Mr. Alan Vincioni.
Well, yes.
I would hope that he would could commit to that.
Mr. Vincioni, would you please state your full name and mailing address for the record?
Yeah, hello, this is Alan Vincioni. Address is 1569 Summit Hills Drive, Albuquerque, 87112.
Thank you, sir. And please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do, yes, sir.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir, if you'd like to address the conversation that's been happening.
Yeah, I'm happy to meet with anybody out there and show them where all the utility lines are. I've been surveyed this property for quite a while, so I'm pretty familiar with what there are. I don't think there's any issues with easements. I think their easements mostly are in place, is my understanding, but we're happy to grant those if we need to, so.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Gutierrez, would you like to respond or?
I think with that, as long as we can work it out, there may be a need for an additional, because a public utility easement, as we know, is for typically for dry utilities, I'm sorry. So I would like to have a public water and public sewer easement if there is indeed water and sewer in that easement, which I do have a sewer on my record. I don't have water, so I'll have to confirm what that is on our end. And then
Yeah.
we can coordinate what needs to happen moving forward. So the only change I would see on this is a couple easements being added.
Yeah, I believe that most of the water system has been removed from that easement. I don't know that there's any inside that 16-foot easement on the east side of the property. And so everything's been moved out into the right of way, I believe so.
Yeah, I don't have any record of it, so
Good.
we can look, we I think we can coordinate moving forward.
Thank you,
Okay.
Mr.
Okay.
Peters.
Let me just ask, do any of the other DFT specialty members have a problem with this approach? I don't think this would impact them, but just to be sure I'm not foreseeing some other impact, please speak up. Okay, not hearing any. Mr. Gutierrez, anything further?
No, I will try to articulate a condition for this. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Let's go next to hydrology. Mr. Tiquan Chen, if you please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Tiquan Chen, Hydrology. Hydrology has no objection to the platting action. Hydrology will refer the waiver of sidewalk to transportation. That's all from Hydrology. Thank you.
Thank
Thank
you.
you.
Thank you, sir. Let's go next to transportation then, Mr. Ernest Adamijo. If you'd please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. Ernest Armijo Transportation. Commercial is a local road and requires minimum 5 foot sidewalk with a 4 to 6 foot landscape buffer. Coal is a principal arterial, but there is a bridge adjacent to this property, therefore, no sidewalk will be required here. Transportation does not find that all 10 criteria of the waiver request is satisfied, specifically numbers 1 and 9. Number 1, justification is not met as the letter states that curb gutter and sidewalk will affect drainage. The majority of this frontage already has curb and gutter in place, and there is an existing space behind the curb for permanent sidewalk. I do believe there's at least one spot where a fence would need to be adjusted, but that's fairly minor. Number 9, justification is not met. As shown above, there's not sufficient justification that there's anything preventing sidewalk installation, and therefore allowing the waiver is not the minimum to provide redress.
Thank you, Ms. Armijo. I'd like to
So,
see, Ms. Garcia, would you like to address Mr. Armijo's
yes.
comments?
So we, at the beginning of our presentation, we did address number 1. I'm not sure if our modified justification or response satisfied your argument. We are no longer arguing that the flow of water would be impacted. And so we're not sure if we've now satisfied your comment in regards to the sidewalk or the area that appears to have the space for the sidewalk. We do want to say that there is a fence along the east side of the property along Commercial next to Hazeldine. And that area is actually jogged in because there is no jog on the property line along Commercial. And so but so there is so the fencing is not located exactly at the property line because there is landscaping trees there that so the fence actually went around the trees. So it appears as if it's act there's actually more space there than what's actually there. And so in regards to the corner of Commercial where Commercial turns, there are structures there. There's a fence there. There are utility lines there. So providing a sidewalk along Commercial would be separated, would not have a nice connection because of the corner there, and the utilities that are there. I could show. Thank you. If you go further east on that, just go a little bit further east. That's the corner where you have the fence right up against the property line. And so having a sidewalk on the other side of Commercial and a sidewalk along this commercial along this portion of Commercial would not really allow for a smooth transition between the two areas. And so and that's why we're asking for the waivers because of the infrastructure that's currently within the right of way.
Ernest Armijo Transportation. Okay, so I see a fence here. I see some guy wires, a bollard. There's really not any physical. I mean, it's like there isn't a lot of physical things that have to be moved. I mean, I don't see how this argument is taking place. That I mean, yeah, there's some trees there, but there's still space back here. I just personally don't see enough justification for not putting the sidewalk in based on the criteria that that we have.
Okay, well, I guess because we received comments on sketch plat that we could request for a waiver, we thought that in that case, we would qualify for a waiver. So we went off of the comments from your office that were provided by sketch plat. So I'm not sure. If anything changed between sketch plat and now, or
No.
because usually in cases where you say no, there is no opportunity for waivers, you do have the opportunity to build it. We need to build it. We would build
No,
it.
and no, I understand that. I get what you're saying there. It's like a lot of times I do kind of let people know. It's like if I say something, I may not object. We have had several waivers come through recently that we've been having a hard time with people using one or two criteria and trying to justify the entire waiver where they don't meet all of the criteria. So we've had to redouble our efforts to make sure that it meets all 10 criteria, which is what the IDO requires us to ask for, that it meets all 10 criteria.
Let me ask you a question. This is Robert Lucero. Mr. Amico, is there any opportunity for a partial waiver? Are there areas along the requested lineage that might make sense for the waiver?
We do allow for people to basically amend their request to a smaller area where it doesn't make sense. I mean, a perfect example is the recent Coronado Center. They were asking for a waiver for the entire site, whereas a good portion of it had very steep slopes that couldn't easily be worked around, but there were portions where sidewalk could be put in, and they did agree to finally put them in there. So there are circumstances like that. Here it's kind of difficult. I mean, they're really the only place I see with anything really in the way is that one corner with the fence, and fencing isn't a huge deterrent to being moved and putting in sidewalk. I mean, it's not a structure like part of a building, steep slopes, things that are difficult to move. Fencing actually is not that difficult to move.
Let's go to Mr. Vincioni. I see him with a hand raised, and I'll just note for the record you've already been sworn in. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, one of the questions that we had was because this property is being sold to the Rail Runner for their operations, there's a really significant redevelopment plan in place or in process to redevelop this entire area to supplement the rail activities there. I think it's a $50 or $60 million project there. So one of the questions we had was, could we defer the sidewalk issue until that as part of that development plan or the redevelopment plan for that area? In a way, you can. The way you do that is you have to put it on an infrastructure list and guarantee it. And then it could be built at some later point. You can make it part, as a condition of the sale that infrastructure list items need to be taken care of.
Right, and I believe that's what with the discussions I've had with the Rail Runner folks about that is to have that sidewalk and all these development, landscape buffers and all that sort of thing as part of that development plan when that's submitted to the city.
Yes, so long as with this replatting, you create an infrastructure list and financially guarantee it, it can be built at a later time. That
Right.
infrastructure list kind of like puts a placeholder on this.
Right, and I would guarantee, financially guarantee or even do the sidewalk on the Hazeldean property that I'm going to keep. One of the reasons that I think nobody mentioned was that this building at Hazeldean is the last remaining building of the Albuquerque Foundry. And so that's one of the reasons we're trying to save that. It was the form shop. Has a bunch of 18th century equipment in it that was originally used as part of the foundry operations there too. And so that's why we're splitting this piece off from the rest of it. But the balance of most of the 8 acres will really be Rail Runner operations, and they're part of their redevelopment for for those operations there.
Thank you.
If that helps or not. So.
Thank you. This is Robert Lucero. Let's go to Jay Rodenbeck. I see him with a hand raised. If you please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer. This is Jay Rodenbach. So I just want to note Ernest and applicant's team that I discussed this with the city engineer yesterday afternoon. And regarding the guarantee process, I mean, Mr. Armijo is absolutely correct about if the waiver is not approved, then you would need to include the sidewalk and curb and gutter along Commercial Street Southeast on an infrastructure list, which Ms. Garcia is very familiar with, having done in the past with other plats. There might be some flexibility due to the proposed use on Tract 1B, being a state facility. I believe it'll be a state facility, right? Correct. Is that correct?
I believe that's correct, yes.
Yes, that is correct.
That there might be some flexibility, guys, with the guarantee process. Just I want to throw that out there for everybody for their information. There might be some flexibility with the guarantee process, considering that this would be a state facility at Track 1B.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Armijo, anything further?
No, I mean, I think that if they put sidewalk on an infrastructure list and work with city engineer on how it's guaranteed or in whatever form that he's talking about, we'd be fine. I mean,
Okay.
so the waiver wouldn't be granted, but we don't have anything wrong with the plat. It's just the waiver that we don't approve of.
Yes. So right now, the infrastructure list does not contain the sidewalks. Is that right?
This is
Mr.
Jared.
Sir, we do not have an infrastructure list at all with this particular request.
Okay. So that could be a condition then.
Yes.
Okay.
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Jay Rodenbeck. I have a condition ready for that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm leaning that way. If you would please put it into the chat, appreciate it.
I will.
Okay, well, thank you for this robust discussion. I think we're ready to go to the code enforcement comments next. Mr. Jacob Boylan, if you please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
This is Jacob Boylan speaking on behalf of Code Enforcement. Code Enforcement has no comments and no objections on this matter.
Thank
Thank
you.
you.
That takes us to Parks and Recreation. Santini Montoya, if you please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Parks has no objections to this request. They had a previous note that stated street trees will be required along Hazeldine Ave Southeast and Commercial Street Southeast. That's all.
Thank you. Is that comment regarding the street trees, is that a proposed condition, or is that just something that's a matter of course?
I think it's just a matter of course that they just wanted it stated for the record.
Okay, thank you. And that takes us to the planning comments. I will be delivering those today.
This is Jay Rodenbeck, Mr. Hearing Officer. Mr. Webb prepared the memo, but he had to leave the meeting early, so I'll go ahead and relay on his comments.
Thanks.
So Juanita, Robert had wanted you to provide details on the proposed preliminary final plat waiver. I think we got that those details from the hearing so far. Could you clarify existing structures, affected setbacks, or is the subdivision going to affect the setbacks of any existing structures?
Jay, we did submit a survey that was done of the property that was provided by Mr. Vincioni, who indicates that the structures that are on that site plan is consistent with what's out there now. There might be trailers and stuff there, but no actual structures that are going to be impacted by this particular the subdivision. We wanted to ensure that there was enough space given on Track 1B to accommodate the structure that is intended to be preserved.
All right, thanks for that confirmation. All right, some FYI comments that Mr. Webb had in his memo were that you need to send a recorded copy of the plat once recorded to me and Angela Gomez. The emails for us are obviously in the memo. You've got 3 months after the date of the final signature on the plat from the city engineer to get the plat recorded with the county. And Ms. Webb notes that you needed to provide additional justification detail, which transportation went up per transportation comments, which we've just discussed. And I got some conditions of approval that I'm going to throw in the chat, which are that you need to add the project and application numbers to the plat. You need to put the date of the DHO approval on the plat. You need to send us a copy of the AGIS approved DXF file to us. And we're going to need an infrastructure list featuring the sidewalk and curb and gutter along Commercial Street Southeast, which would need to be signed off by DFT staff and the city engineering guaranteed should the DHO waiver not be approved today. And I'm going to put those conditions just mentioned into the chat right now.
Thank
Okay,
you.
thank
Okay, Ms. Garcia, any questions for any of the DFT staff after hearing all the comments and discussion or
you.
additional
No, I
comments
do
you'd like to
not.
make?
No, I sorry, I do not have any questions and anything else to add. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bear with me 1 second. Okay, so thank you everybody for your comments and the discussion. Ready to rule on agenda item four. I'm going to begin with the DHO waiver. And I'm just going to find that. And let me just back up. This is agenda item four, PR 2024-011266. And I'm going to rule first on DHO waiver 2025-00019. And I'm going to deny the requested waiver of the sidewalk requirement per the requirements of the IDO because it does not comply with all 10 of the IDO criteria. And then I'll now go ahead and rule on the minor plat 2025-00032, which is a request for preliminary final plat. And as to that application, I'm going to approve the plat because the application meets all the applicable requirements of the IDO, the DPM, other adopted city regulations with the following conditions. First, existing public, the following note must be added to the plat. Existing public water and/or sanitary sewer infrastructure may not be constructed or sized to adequately serve potential future development. Improvement or upsizing of existing public infrastructure may be required as a condition of future development approval. The following note must also be added to the plat. Existing public water and/or sanitary sewer infrastructure may not be constructed or sized to adequately serve potential future development. Improvement or upsizing of existing public infrastructure may be required. Seems like those might be duplicate. Additionally, coordination to confirm line locations and the proper granting of easements, if needed, needs to take place prior to final sign-off of the plat, of the final plat, and to remove any encroachments that the water authority deems necessary. The project and application numbers must be added to the plat. The date of the DHO approval shall be recorded on the plat. A copy of the AGIS approved DXF file must be submitted. An infrastructure list requiring sidewalk, curb, and gutter along Commercial Street Southeast must be provided, signed off by DFT staff and the city engineer, and guaranteed, given that the DHO waiver accompanying this application was not approved. Thank you, everybody. That concludes agenda item four.